Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the daily podcast looking back on this day in the history of rock. I'm Paul Stevenson. Now, today is May 18th, so we send birthday wishes to legendary keyboard player Rick Wakeman. As well as an incredible solo career, he's worked with some phenomenal acts like Yes, David Bowie and The Strobes. Rick is 73 years old today. And also celebrating is Toya Wilcox. She had some big hits, including three top 10 singles here in the UK in the early 80s. She's married to guitar supremo Robert Fripp. Now, if you've never seen any of their videos on Facebook that they do together, then I heartily recommend you go and look for them right now. Fripp's my bitch. If you know, you know. Anyway, Toya is 64 years old today. But for today's story then, we're going to be focusing on a video released on this day in 1987. Whoa! Yes, on this day in 1987, Exposed, a feature-length film about the band Kiss, was released. Now, the original idea from the record company was to put something together with a simple compilation of promo videos, but Paul Stanley in later interviews claimed he wasn't keen on this, as it would be a rip-off for fans. So Paul and Gene Simmons basically came up with a concept and gave the rights to use previously unseen footage too. Now, described as an original music comedy docudrama, Exposed turned out to be hugely popular, and within months of release, the VHS was certified platinum for sales. Now, when it comes to Kiss, there's only two guys I can talk to, and that's Tom and Zeus from Shout It Out Loudcast. So guys, do you remember this video being released back in 1987? Tom, you first.
Of course, who doesn't? As a Kiss fan, this was amazing. It was our first time seeing some behind-the-scenes footage, seeing the band as characters, performing some skits, and of course, seeing some incredible footage from the video days with makeup, non-makeup. It was incredible as a young Kiss fan when this came out, for sure.
And you, Zeus?
Like a lot of us in this era that are big Kiss fans at this age, we grew up with Kiss as kids. We remembered the makeup, we remembered the cards, we remembered the Kiss costumes and all the other Kiss merchandise that was available to us. And then, you know, Kiss took off the makeup. They kind of went away. Some of us came back to them in the 80s. I was one of them. I think you were one of them as well. And so we remember Kiss 80s, but we weren't that, you know, familiar with the older stuff because we were so young when the stuff originated. So all of a sudden now, Kiss is putting this video out of Paul and Gene, who we know without makeup, and now they're also throwing in makeup stuff. And we're all like, wow, remember this?
And as fans of the band, I mean, what was it like seeing some of the old footage then, the behind the scenes stuff and the live recordings too?
It was incredible. It was a really awesome way to kind of reignite the passion for the band because it's been well documented that some fans kind of fell off a little bit when they took off the makeup. They enjoyed that era. The music may have been good, but, you know, Paul Stanley says sometimes people listen with their eyes and not their ears. So when this video came out, it was really amazing. And it was also amazing to see the band kind of tongue in cheek, having some fun. You know, Bruce Kulick has that famous line, you know, edit her out, those kinds of things. Seeing Gene and his character, you know, with the women and Paul on the bed with the women, and just really interesting stuff as a fan to see that from the 80s, because of course it was the 80s. It was all about the girls and the money and the cars and the big mansion. But of course, seeing that classic makeup footage was amazing.
Yeah. As a teenager in the 80s, seeing the way they played to the camera and made it like a funny, you know, in on the joke kind of a video with girls and that actor from, I think he was from Fridays. I don't know, the comedian guy.
Yep.
Was the narrator on that video and played along with it. And I think the guys came out off great. I know I got it when it originally came out. I watched it religiously. So by the time me and you went to college in 91, I knew that video inside and out. And then Extreme Close-Up comes out and adds to it. A little more serious, but it still threw out that dimension of these old videos of the most visual band of all time.
May 18th, 1987, Kiss Exposed, a huge day in Kistory.
Brilliant. A big thanks to Tom and Zeus from Shout It Out Loudcast, a podcast all about Kiss, hosted by those two guys who are longtime friends and massive Kiss fans. Check it out. Well, that's it for May the 18th then. I'll be back tomorrow with a member of Dire Straits talking about an important release in the band's history on this day. So, until then, take care.